Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
A Saratoga Springs bank suing 10 companies and two of their shareholders. How come?
So this is a lawsuit brought Monday by the Adirondack Trust Company, and they're filing this lawsuit over the Paycheck Protection Program. This is that federal program that the federal government rolled out back in the spring to help companies, businesses keep going in the pandemic, to help them with payroll, to keep doors open, et cetera. So in this lawsuit, they're claiming that these 10 companies that are mostly involving two individuals who are from the Capital Region, one is Niral Patel of Saratoga County, and then his mother of Schenectady County, it's Nirmala Patel. And so what the bank's lawsuit contends is that these two individuals and the 10 companies that they're involved with misused this money. You know, the money for the loans was intended for very specific reasons. And under the federal PPP program, different companies that got it would be able to use it to keep their doors open and potentially get forgiveness eventually. The federal government is in the process now to take a look at these and find out whether they're even going to have businesses pay it back. But in this case, the bank is saying that Niral Patel and his mother misused it and basically took almost $2 million total and used it for a bunch of personal expenses. And one of the specific allegations is at some point, Niral Patel, he caused almost all of these companies to transfer the bulk of the money, $1.9 million, to his mother's personal bank account at Adirondack Trust Company, at which point she allegedly used it for all kinds of personal expenses. So the bank's lawsuit will try to get them to repay it, plus a bunch of expenses, et cetera. And it says that based on their misuse of the money, these loans will not qualify for any kind of forgiveness.
Well, last week's big storm that knocked out power for days to some folks around the region has a name. It's a serial derecho. The last time we heard that term derecho was back a few months ago in the Midwest when a storm like that blew through. It was quite something.
So what the National Weather Service finally was able to classify this week is the derecho. And this is based on taking a look at the nature of the storm. And in essence, the classification for this has to do with when a storm extends for more than 240 miles with these really high winds, which we saw here. They say this one stretched about 320 miles, and it was pretty interesting. The different weather stations were recording sustained wind gusts of 50 to 60 mile an hour range all over the place, not just in some spots, but just all over. And they even had a couple of recordings in Rensselaer County, for example, where they said the wind gusts got upwards of 100 miles an hour and at least one hit 100 miles an hour. So this was a whopper. 250,000 folks were without power at some point. And finally, there's a little bit of a classification that this was a significant weather event.
Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.